Hello, welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Randy Dotson and Jim Stockton from Cookville Locally Grown in today. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, glad to be here.
So Cookville Locally Grown is kind of this pipe dream of just that you guys have had for a while. Mm-hmm. But give me a little bit of just a minute synopsis of what it is.
It's the reality of developing a local food system where we support local farmers within a 100-mile radius, where we connect farmers and consumers and build a local food economy that brings food security for the communities that we're talking about, Nashville, Knoxville, Kentucky, Georgia. And it brings, just like an economic security to a lot of small farmers who have a real struggle out there. We've both been there. We both are there. Yeah. We still continue as farmers within the context of this whole process. And so knowing those struggles that farmers have and knowing the need that the community has for local food, really healthy, really fresh food, which is what we provide, and making those connections and growing that that whole idea of a local food system. So really, I mean, a synopsis, that's basically it.
So, Jim, what exactly are we talking about here? So this is kind of the vision behind it and the reason for it. And Jim, what do you, so tell us where the location is and what you guys do there and kind of the nitty-gritty details.
Okay, we have a location. It's at 136 South Walnut. And what
kind of
is,
next to the retire community yes, center or something like
right,
that? Or?
Right behind, right in front of behind Walnut Street, the park there, mm-hmm. and also the community center.
Yes,
the
senior center.
Mm-hmm. center. And we have taken that and we're turning it into a 6-day a week store eventually, where we basically right now we have an online market to basically our whole goal is to reach out as far as we can into the local communities. From Cookville to Putnam County, Jackson County, Fentress, right on through. And stuff like that, to be able to bring them the freshest food and also help the farmers get their food to the market because they struggle really bad trying to in these areas that is far away to get the food.
Just went today to a goat farm in mm-hmm. Smithville, uh-huh. And they do they're a milking farm.
Yes.
And I mean, the lady's been there 5 years. It's a beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. Never would have known. I just had stopped into their chamber. Mm-hmm. I think how many people up here don't know that this goat farm is 45 minutes away?
One of the things that we found out is that farmers are really good at farming, but they're not so good at marketing. They're not so good at getting out there and beating the bush to try to make a living. So we recognize that there's the middleman out there in agriculture really makes most of the money in agriculture and food processing. So we developed a nonprofit in order to allow the farmers to get the lion's share, the bulk of the money that is spent.
The Cookville Locally Grown.
And that's what we've done. So we did that. And the farmer gets 80 cents out of every dollar, which is unheard of in the food industry. Typically, it's 10 to 20 cents on a dollar that the farmer gets. The other thing is that the farmer's time is so valuable that for them to be out on the road trying to beat the bushes to develop a market, either in a different community or at a local grocer or a restaurant, I mean, it's really difficult. So we have those the history of that.
Yeah.
Jim has been a restaurant owner, chef for over 20 years. He's a farmer. He knows meats of every sort. He knows food from top to bottom. I've been in the middle of produce production, research, education, all that kind of stuff. So he and I talked about this for a number of years with this goal in mind, and it just really has happened this last year that we had the opportunity to make this actually come together.
And I'm going to say that's an issue of entrepreneurship in general sometimes, mm-hmm. of not just in the agriculture community, but I always say, you know your trade inside outside, but to really be a business owner, you have to be able to market.
Right.
You have to be able to do your books.
Right.
You have to be able to do the whole entire encompass of things. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that's a really good thing that the Biz Foundry does is we're able to offer those resources. But you guys being coming in as kind of the agricultural business mm-hmm. center, really can legitimize some of these businesses as well and have these people, like you said, get get 80 cents on the dollar.
And I think there's great opportunity for us as what we do to work with Biz Foundry, because Biz Foundry focus on the business aspects of it, which, like you say, most farmers just don't even think about that.
Right, because they're just so, you know, I mean, it's definitely probably harder physical, harder labor than other entrepreneurship. But it to legitimize some of those practices would really just kind of get them a leg up.
Right.
So Jim, tell me a little bit about your history. Are you from here? Are you?
All my family's from here. They're from locally here in Jackson County and stuff. We moved away when we, for the auto industry, when I was really, really young.
Did you go to Michigan?
Yes, we went to Michigan.
I grew up in Michigan.
Yeah, you grew up.
So, my wife's from Michigan.
But I had spent.
America's high five.
That's right. I have spent every vacation, every holiday that I could as a young person with my grandparents learning. I learned how to farm. I spent my whole summers here. So I really, truly loved food. But then I became a chef. I was a chef for 20-something years, 28 years.
And here then, in the Upper Cumberland? Or?
No, up north.
Okay.
And then when I decided to move, me and my wife, both my boys had basically graduated, and we decided to move back to Tennessee. I've been with my wife for almost 40 years. And we moved back for that reason, to be able to get more back into the farming. When I got out of being a chef, I was farming at the time. I knew it all and stuff, you know, all of that part of it I wanted to do. But the whole thing, what was nice about it is when we moved back, is bringing back what I had as a chef with food and being able to raise animals to what I used to have as a chef. And that's part of our whole concept, that concept, but our whole thing of reaching out to the local chefs and getting them what I used to be able to have before the food became really industrialized so much.
And
being able to raise animals and use stuff that I did as a young chef.
And it is interesting, as there are some technological advances that are useful, but there are some that are not as probably useful, I would imagine. In case you're just joining us, we have two gentlemen from Cookeville, locally grown, Jim Stockton and Randy Dotson. And so, Randy, kind of tell me a little bit of your history of farming. And are you from here? And did you grow up here?
From Chattanooga, Saudi Daisy, where I graduated from high school, came to Tech, went into the military, came back to Tech, and got into agriculture, got a degree here.
In agriculture here?
In agriculture at Tech. And then I went to Southern Illinois University for a graduate degree there.
Any business in there, or was it agriculture?
Yeah, well, we started a lawn and garden center when we were in Illinois. We were in a little town called Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Got it, okay.
And a friend of mine there in graduate school, we started a garden center. So we were in business there in that little town of Murfreesboro in Southern Illinois. I had a great experience with that. Went down to Tullahoma, came back to Tennessee, had a terrible experience in business. You know, sometimes it goes good, sometimes it doesn't go so good.
But it's such a good learning lesson.
It is a great,
right?
I learned so much. I cried so many times, but I learned so much about what not to do in business. Wound up in Florida doing tomato and strawberry farming research. I was a farm manager down there. So when we came back to Tennessee, we knew that we wanted to be in agriculture. I wound up working for Tennessee Tech. I worked for Tennessee State University for a little bit as a researcher there in nursery crops. And then at Tennessee Tech, where I became the farm manager for their organic farm called the Waters Farm, which is the farm that I now run is called the Waters Farm.
And where is that at?
That's out near Burgess Falls. It's about 4 miles from the interstate and about 4 miles from Burgess Falls.
And what goes on at Waters Farm?
We grow all types of produce organically. So we do season extension. So we grow year round. And that's one of the things that we're about at Cookeville Locally Grown, is not only in the animal industry where we typically try to, Jim grows food and teaches people how to grow animals naturally using pastured grass-fed production methods, and I use those same type of methods in growing produce, mainly produce, fruits and vegetables, and do that year-round. And we try to teach people. That's one of the big areas that Cookeville Locally Grown is really focusing on now, as one of the pillars of our idea is to teach local growers and local consumers about how to grow things. So we'll have classes and workshops on those kind of things.
So where you're at on Walnut, you have a house there, like a little building.
We do.
And so what are you planning on doing in there?
That's going to be a year-round farmers consignment store. So farmers will be able to sell their products there year-round. And of course, we're recruiting and training people to grow year-round, so we have products year-round.
Consignment to me means a used something.
Well, yeah. What does that mean? Let's call it this.
It's actually direct sales from,
okay.
from
yeah,
farm the, to consumer.
The state okay. that yeah. gives that's the granting agencies don't like the word consignment. Right. They like the word direct to consumer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's
yeah.
really what it is, direct. But we provide the venue for that.
Can you meet the actual farmers usually?
Yeah. Right now, we've got an online market. We're in the process of developing that property. The building itself is really needs some infrastructure work, which we're working on some grants to help us pay for that. So we set up I guess it's a transitional period we're in, where we actually set up like a farmer's market there twice a week on Saturday mornings from 8 to 12 and on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 6. Customers buy online, they come and pick up or we deliver, and then they can shop there while they're there on either of those 2 days.
What's your favorite thing about having that space over there so far? And when did you guys start that space?
April,
beginning of April.
First week in April.
Yeah. So right in the middle of coronavirus.
It's yes. really, yeah, right. And now we didn't respond to coronavirus with an online market. We had been developing this online market for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been dreaming about it for yes. years yeah. and finally found the local food marketplace. So our online market connection is CLG, which stands for Cookeville Locally Grown, .localfoodmarketplace.com. So people can go there, they can register as buyers, and we have a whole host of different vendors who are both food and local, craft people and that kind of thing.
Right.
So, Jim, what's your favorite thing about being over there?
It's great.
Randy's the talker.
I am. Well, no, you don't know this guy.
Yeah, once I get going, it's... That location is absolutely wonderful. I love it there because it sits, I think, about an acre and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And just the setting right there, it has a lot of traffic. People come there and it's like they're coming to your home almost.
Yeah.
Because it is an old home mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's just, we can't ask for any more than what the community has given us already. It's been unbelievable, the mm-hmm. response. Of that area.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's so much potential of mm-hmm. what you have there and where you can go with things.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Cookeville Locally Grown, the gurus, Randy Dotson and Jim Stockton in today. So this has kind of been your brainchild to have mm-hmm. this locally farm to consumer direct
business. Local food system.
Same, local yeah. food, local food, system. Food system. So, Jim, you and I have met because you were involved with the Downtown Green Market,
yes.
which a lot of people are kind of, I think it's grown in popularity. I think people mm-hmm. understand what's going on there. So can you explain what's different about what you're doing? Is this a competitive thing? I think Cookeville has a really good collaborative system.
Yes.
And so tell me about them.
Well, I was at the Downtown Green Market. I've been there for, I believe, 5 years. I was the last year I was the market manager. And the market we did there, it was phenomenal. We met a lot of people. It was very educational for people. And when we knew that we needed to move on bigger to bring a more sustainable food system to reach out. This whole thing that we're doing, Cookeville Locally Grown, is bigger than me. It's bigger than Randy. It's bigger than Cookeville Locally Grown itself. It's bigger than the Downtown Greenmar. It's getting more people, more farmers, more community involved in the local food system to sustain it. And we just found out that our food system is hurting right now with COVID, how hard it was to sustain that. And as farmers, we can grow to the demand. We can grow to just about anything and raise, but you can never prepare yourself for the panic. Mm-hmm. You know, so you really have to, for me with livestock, you got to teach people to basically buy what they need. We'll be there next week. Mm-hmm. We will feed you. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of farmers and a lot of people. In with the Downtown Green Market, when we were involved in that, we just basically wanted to go farther with what we needed to do for the community ourselves with Cookeville Locally Grown.
Well, and it seems like you gave a platform for local makers or growers to showcase themselves. And now you have this vision to really bridge the connection between farmers, educating them on what they need to grow their businesses, but also educating the public and consumers on how they can locally source their own homes.
Right.
So it's really, it feels like you guys are being more of a bridge instead of just a stage. Yeah.
Our hearts are really bent towards, because we are small farmers and local farmers, our hearts are really bent toward them. Downtown Green Market, a fantastic place where we've built great relationships with customers and with farmers there. Downtown Green Market is a natural organic market. There are so few of us. Jim and I are both natural and organic growers, but there are so few natural and organic growers in the area that in order to build a local food system, you have to be able to be inclusive of those people who actually do use some chemical fertilizers and pesticides. We at Cookeville Locally Grown identify those growers as such. Either they're naturally grown and we visit and inspect those farms to make sure they are, or they're conventionally grown. So in order to get beyond just the natural and organic grown community, in order to build a much larger community of food people, I guess the food system, we really had to get beyond that. And so our hearts are still with Cookeville Locally, with Downtown Green Market, still with the Cookeville Farmers Market. We want to be inclusive of all farmers in the area.
And kind of bring, like I said, that bridge.
That whole thing together. And eventually, I really believe with all my heart that all of the farmers in the area will benefit from what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So I'm really interested. I am somewhat of a city-ish girl, Jim. So the fact that you have animals on your farm.
Yes.
I was down in McMinnville and somebody was talking about their cow and they had a name for it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they said, and then we got to go find a butcher that's going to. And I'm like, it's your pet. What? How is this? So just for those of us who, maybe are a little bit more city gals or tell me what it's like living on a farm like that.
Well, it's living on a farm. Every animal that I raise, it has a purpose.
And, I'm not treated, a vegetarian by any
they're
means.
They're treated like kings and queens. They really are. And you can really tell at the end of the product. And no matter when they go to harvest or you have to do something with them, you know they're calm, they're relaxed. It's you just look at that animal, they follow you around.
Yeah.
Yes, it's hard sometimes, but you know what? That's the way you want them to live.
Right. Well, that's the purpose of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you want to be able to control the situation with them and not be controlled by them because they are big,
So do you have a cattle farm?
Is that what I raise all livestock. I have beef, I have pigs, I have ducks, I have chickens, I have turkeys, I have egg layers, I raise goats. So I do the whole gamut.
And where is your farm and what is it called?
It's Stockton Farms. It's in Gainesboro, Tennessee, in Jackson County.
And how much land do you have? That sounds like an awful lot of...
The one part of the farm has 40. about 42, and then I rent another farm, an organic farm, that has about 78, and then I also butt up against, which part of my farm is part of my grandparents' farm, and then I butt right up against that, which is another 111 acres.
Wow.
So I do a lot of moving and animals around, and that's the whole idea of keeping them healthy. When I go to, there's nothing makes me feel better when I see moms making baby food out of my stuff that I sell to them,
yeah,
you know, so it's a trust factor with me,
right?
Plus it's a land thing too, yes, because the way Jim farms, it's a sustainable method. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't use up his land. He uses his land, mm-hmm, but continuously is building and creating, you know, good conditions for the animals
for
and
the for animals. The, yeah,
longevity, mm-hmm, for sustainability.
And by doing that, it allows the sustainability of it. It also stops you from using all the chemicals, mm, with me. Mm-hmm. By moving them around, every animal has a purpose. It's no lie when you sit there and you see cows go through, then the chickens go through, and the pigs go through, and they go through everything that the other animal didn't want to eat,
yeah,
or they help with pest control and everything else by having the variety of animals.
With so much land that you're managing, mm-hmm, and that's a substantial business.
Yes.
How many employees do you have out there?
It's me and my wife right now. We're always looking for...
And you're still married after 40 years?
I'm still married. Well, here's a story about that. Real quick.
Is she there by her will?
When we move back, my wife, first thing she says, we'll move to Tennessee, she says, because she loves it here. She's, mm-hmm, been coming here since she was 16. And she says, I love it. She says, I want to be there. She says, but I don't want a farm.
Yes, dear.
Yes, and I just said, yes, dear. But she's a trooper with it. She has her part. She's really, honestly, the business part, the backbone of, mm-hmm, what I do.
And for Cook-a-Local Grow. She's doing a lot of that,
yeah,
business
and
work.
She's that person, but she loves it. You know, she loves the animals and she's fine with, you know, the whole in process of an animal,
yeah,
you know, and... But it's not easy, but we're always looking. This is something with Cookeville Locally Grown we're trying to establish, is also internships and stuff like that where people can help us, because there's not a farmer out there that does not need help.
I want to get back to that in a second. Yeah. In case you're just joining us, we have Cookeville Locally Grown spearheads, whatever, gurus.
Dreamers,
visionists, innovators, Randy Dodson and Jim Stockton. And Jim, and both of you, I guess, farming, agriculture, mm-hmm, they have a 4-H program, mm-hmm, in the area, but I'm guessing it's not as glamorous as what people think of growing up. I mean, this is a little bit more rural area, so you might get more people interested in agriculture and, mm-hmm, farming, but... a 10-year-old boy that says he wants to be a farmer is probably pushed a little bit in a more academic way these days. Mm-hmm. So what, and I'm hoping Locally Grown and the education that you guys envision, mm-hmm, can really instill, like, it's okay that you want to, mm-hmm, wear your boots. You know, this 10-year-old that wants to wear his boots and his John Deere shirt or, mm-hmm, or girl, you can do this. That's okay.
Yeah. And it's one of my goals is to take younger, because if you look at me and Randy, we're not getting no younger.
Right.
And it's true that the age of the farmer is getting older. But we've been very fortunate with Cookeville Locally Grown. And we've had a lot of younger people, younger farmers, mm-hmm, join us. But I would love to have little younger students, people in high school, elementary school, be part of our program where they raise a few animals for us under the guidance of how I do it, mm-hmm, to,
yeah,
learn. You know,
are you guys involved with the agricultural day out at Heiderberg's that they take the kids to?
We haven't been. I used to do that when I worked at Tech.
Yeah.
I was out there, as a matter of fact, working. And that was a great thing to see thousands of elementary age kids coming through.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is real important that we can do as Cookeville Locally Grown, if you look at the cost of getting into farming, mm-hmm, today, it's prohibitive. You just land equipment. So that size concept where you have to go in and be in debt, a quarter million dollars in order to farm, we think that we can teach people how to get into farming and help them get into farming with much smaller acreage, much less dollar input, mm-hmm, and still get out of it the kind of money they need to make a living and develop that lifestyle.
All right, we're about out of time. So how can they find you? So we know you're on Walnut Avenue.
Yeah, we're at 136 South Walnut Avenue, right next to the Senior Center, across from Walnut Park, right up from Brost on that corner. You can find us online at clg.localfoodmarketplace.com. Facebook, Cookeville Locally Grown on Facebook. We're there on Saturday mornings from 8 until noon and Tuesday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.